This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Look at you, Joe.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels up next, but right now, we got Rock Abaco from MassiveSports.com, Scooter Rock. What's going on, Rock?
Hey, I thought when Isaiah had a surgery, he was unlikely to be ready. Feel free to use that.
Yeah.
Still is.
You've done better, Rock. You've done better. We could not ask more other than a win of Kyle Bradish's performance than what we saw last night, Rock. In the best case scenario, I didn't even have that.
No, not at all. 10 strikeouts on 4 different pitches, mostly the split. And he was dominant. He had the 2 pitches that were hit for solo home runs. That was it. Most nights you probably win a game like that. And with a better bullpen would help too. But and maybe score a couple runs. But yeah, he was – I mean, he looked sharp. The velocity was good. You know, he was obviously amped up early. It was funny, Tony Mancelino kind of predicted that. The ball's going to be coming out hot probably that first inning. And he said he saw Bradish kind of like breathing harder in the first than he normally would be. It was just, you know, trying to control the emotions and just being that amped up. But, man, he looked good. And there's really not a lot else to get excited about these last, whatever it is, 5 weeks of the season, except for Bradish being back. Tyler Wells will be back soon. You know, they've called up the top prospects. This is what we've been waiting on. And you can now project. I think you still go out there and get yourself a number one. You got to do it. But to have Kyle Bradish, if you're good enough or deep enough that he's like your number two starter, I think he'd be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers and Bradish, and this is not looking as bleak as we thought. It looks pretty damn good. You know, after the Basayo signing, you know, of course, it's talk radio. Everybody's going, oh, my goodness, what does this mean? Should they extend Gunnar now? And do you think any of these Boris clients are getting extended anytime soon?
I don't think so. Now, again, if you had told me Basayo was going to get extended, yeah, wasn't 14 in the majors, I would have taken that bet in a heartbeat. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, I was floored by any extension. I didn't even consider him. We've always talked about Gunnar, Adley, even Holiday, or, you know, Cowles or Westberg. Basayo never entered the discussion. He did not enter the chat. So, you know, I was shocked by that, but I don't see that happening, you know, anytime soon. And certainly it's a little bit easier with Basayo and those figures. I mean, what are we talking with Gunnar? You know, $1 billion. I mean, that's going to be just a huge deal. And, you know, the closer now Adley, I think, get ready to start, you know, he's arbitration eligible. The closer you get to free agency, there's more of the temptation to test the market. And, you know, how much now, like, you know, Adley's not coming off a strong bargaining position here. Wait a little bit on that. So I think it's going to be a while, but there have been discussions, at least in the past. I know Michael Eis does not like to talk about these things, but certainly they've had some talks. He talks to Boris a lot, so I'm sure the subject has come up at least, and they've kicked around some figures. But I would be, again, stunned if there was anything else. But it was still a good sign that they showed that kind of financial commitment and certainly would like to lock up some more of these players.
Well, after the Basayo deal and hearing Rubenstein talk about the offseason and things to come,
Do you think they're going to be very active in free agency and even maybe in some trades in the offseason as well?
I mean, they have to be. They really have to rebuild the bullpen, you know, especially with Bautista now, who we don't even know if he's ever going to pitch again. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's easier to come back from the elbow injury than shoulder, and we're talking labrum and rotator cuff.
I mean, Doc Rock has a ring to it, you know.
Doc Rock. I mean, I played Dr. Little. I should take that back. I don't
we don't want to hear about your role playing, Rock. Let's keep it moving.
But, you know, and then they traded away four high-leverage guys around the deadline. So they're going to have to make a lot of moves there anyway. The rotation, you know, they didn't properly replace Corbin Burns last time. So they're going to have to go out there and look at pitching. And then, you know, another outfielder, utility infielder to replace Ramon Urias, even though you do have some candidates internally, I think you still go out and find somebody. It's going to be a really busy offseason, and you're going to have to spend money. The question, of course, is how much, but they're going to be spending, they're going to be looking at the trade market. It's going to be one of the busier off seasons that I can remember, not to mention the fact, by the way, they have to decide on the manager. That alone will keep us busy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Rockabaco joins us, School of Rock. Rock, quietly, because I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, Colton Cowser, 7-game hitting streak. He's hit safely in 9 out of the last 10 in that time. 3 home runs, 8 RBIs. There a chance maybe he's climbing out of this season-long slump of his?
He is. You know, it was unfortunate. First of all, it was sabotaged by the broken thumb in Toronto in March when he, you know, dove into first base, which, again, I don't know why anybody does that. I'm sure they don't plan it. It's just instinctual. But, you know, so that sent him back a couple months, and then he's just struggling to get that swing back, and I'm sure he starts pressing. It just seems like he's much more comfortable at the plate. I think he really enjoys playing center field, which might help as well. But, yeah, he's swinging the bat much better, and you would like to think you could get that out of for a full season from him. You didn't the year before. He was kind of a good month, bad month. And the guy can hit, and he's got ridiculous power. He just needs to try and put it all together for a season. And they're going to have to decide in the offseason, is he the center fielder moving forward, and you've got Beavers, and what do you do in the outfield, corners, whatever, or do you go out and get a center fielder at least short-term if Enrique Bradfield Jr. is the guy eventually and Cowser goes back primarily in the corner or not? They're going to have to figure out the outfield alignment. I assume Tyler O'Neill will be back. I don't think he'll be taking his opt-out. He may be holding on to that $49.5 million contract now. So, yeah, they got to make some decisions on the outfield as well, but it's encouraging that Cowser is playing the way he is.
You ever see two team hold on to two plus catchers? Like usually, if you're lucky, you have one good catcher, you know, if you're lucky, and you'll have a backup, somebody at the tail end of his career or something like that. Do you remember anybody who's had two that were really?
The Braves did recently.
Who?
The Braves. Because didn't they move the one Contreras brother that's with Milwaukee now because they traded for the A's catcher? Mm-hmm. And then they had Darnold. So, again, that's the only team I can
think
of. Seems
kind of rare.
Yeah, very rare.
That's right. Yeah, usually the backup is that, quote, catch and throw guy. which means he's going to hit about 211, but he might throw out a guy once in a while. Right. We've seen them see those guys pass through town. So it is unusual. It's also unusual to have that kind of flexibility with Basayo, who is going to play a lot of first base, and he looks pretty good doing it. And also with the DH, of course, easily those two can coexist. The question becomes, are you comfortable not having a third guy if you have Basayo and Rutschman in the lineup together on most nights, which would be the plan?
Right.
That's why they were carrying Alex Jackson and the other two. And then, of course, when Rutschman got hurt, they just went down to the two. So that, again, is going to be something to consider with the roster if you need a third guy. Because I think, you know, most nights it would be, you know, Basayo behind the plate or Rutschman, the other one DHing, or Basayo at first. I don't think they're putting Adley at first. We heard all about that when they drafted him. He can play first base, too. I don't know if you've ever seen him do it. But, yeah, it is really unusual. But, yeah, most nights you're going to see those two together.
Rock, what do you think this means? Everybody's talking about, what does it mean for Adley? I'm like, it doesn't mean anything because he was still going to be here whether or not he signed that contract. But what does it mean at first base now with Mountcastle and Mayo? You get an extended look at Mayo. I mean, he could be a trade chip, obviously, now if that's what they want to do, or maybe the same thing with Mountcastle. What do you see there?
Yeah, exactly. But now that O'Hearn's gone, it kind of freed up that spot. And then, again, when you have a season like this and you're not really playing for much anymore besides pride, this is a chance to play Mayo practically every day, and they're playing him at first base mostly. And Mountcastle being the team guy, I mean, he's a two-time Gold Glove finalist, but he understands he's going to be DHing most nights. They want to get that back going. This is a big year for him. He's got another arbitration year. He's getting closer to free agency. So I keep saying this. That's another decision you got to make. What are you doing with first base? Are you keeping Mountcastle and bringing him back? And it's going to be another raise and a really down year for him. Which, remember, this was supposed to be a big year. They moved in the left field wall. We thought the guy was going to hit 30 home runs.
Yeah.
And there's been health issues again, and that hasn't happened. And is Mayo going to be the guy then, or is this an extended look and then maybe he's no longer untouchable? He hasn't taken full advantage of it. I mean, he looks more comfortable with the plate than he has, but, you know, he's not exactly tearing the cover off the ball. But Basayo is going to be getting plenty of starts at first. It's not going to be a set position for one guy. So that's another area they have to figure out what they're going to do there. You can make room. You could have Mountcastle, Basayo, and Mayo all in the same roster, and they may just end up doing that. But that's the money with Mountcastle is going to be one of the decisions to make in the offseason.
There you go. Rock-a-bock-o. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. See you.
See ya. Right,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.